Chapter 7, Sweet 16. My best friend was having a huge party for her sweet 16, but my birthdays were always the same. They were nice, but they were also a bit boring. I always have my birthday at the beach house. There's cake, funny presents from the boys, and I look through old photos with Susanna and my mom on the couch. There are photos of me on my second birthday. The four of us, Conrad, Stephen, Jeremiah, and I, are running around on the beach. I'm only wearing a party hat. I didn't invite Cam to come over for my birthday. I didn't even tell him that it was my birthday. I didn't want him to feel like he had to do something. But it was more than that. I only wanted to spend it with my summer family. I already knew that my parents were giving me Stephen's old car. Soon, I wouldn't have to ask for rides ever again. When I woke up that morning, the house smelled of butter and sugar. Susanna was making me a huge cake. It was pink and white and had "Happy Birthday, Belly" on it. She and my mother started to sing "Happy Birthday." Conrad and Jeremiah sang too. They sounded terrible. "Open my present first," Susanna said. Susanna loved to buy things for people, and she gave the best presents. For my 11th birthday, she gave me a charm bracelet. It had different charms on it, like a bikini and some sunglasses. They were all about our summers together at the beach house. I loved it, and I wore it all the time. Susanna put a small box into my hands, and I opened it. It was a pearl necklace. It was the prettiest thing in the world. "Wow," I said, holding it up in the air. I looked at Susanna. She was smiling. My mother said, "Are those?" "Yes, they are." Susanna turned to me and said, "My father gave me those pearls for my 16th birthday. I want you to have them." I thought that I might cry. "Thank you, Susanna. They're beautiful." Susanna took the necklace from me and put it round my neck. I couldn't stop touching it. "You look beautiful," Susanna said. "Okay, who's next? Jeremiah? Conrad?" Conrad looked at the floor. "I forgot. Sorry, Belly." "That's okay," I said. But I couldn't even look at him. He always remembered my birthday. What was wrong with him? "Open my present next," Jeremiah said. "But it isn't as good as Mom's present." He gave me a small box and sat back in his chair. I shook the box. "What is it?" He smiled. "You'll see." Inside the box was a small charm. It was a key. "I love it," I said, smiling. I ran to get my charm bracelet from my bedroom. Then I ran back downstairs and put the key charm onto the bracelet. "I really love it," I said. "It's a key because you're learning to drive," Jeremiah said. I understood. I smiled to show him that I did. Conrad looked at it. "It's nice," he said. "What a wonderful present, Jeremiah," said Susanna. "It's better than my old necklace." Jeremiah laughed, and I gave him a huge hug. My mother started to cut the cake. "Who wants cake?" she asked. "I'm not hungry," Conrad said. He stood up and looked at his watch. "I have to go. Happy birthday, Belly." He went upstairs, and nobody said anything for a minute. Then my mother said loudly, "This cake is really good. Have some, Susanna." She pushed a piece of cake in front of her. Susanna smiled sadly. I'm not hungry, she said, but you guys eat. Conrad invited the blonde girl to the house. I couldn't believe that she was at our house. It was strange to have another girl there. They hung out by the pool, and she was laughing loudly. It was annoying. After 5 minutes, I called Cam and invited him to come to the house. He was there 15 minutes later, and we chose a movie to watch. Can we watch too? Conrad asked, walking into the room with the blonde girl. Do you guys know Nicole? What was happening? Conrad wasn't friendly. He always wanted to be alone. Hi, she said in a bored voice. Hi, I said, trying to sound bored too. Hi, Nicole, Cam said. Why did he have to be so nice? We sat and watched a movie. They all laughed at it, but I was quiet. After 20 minutes, Nicole said something quietly in Conrad's ear, and they stood up. See you guys later, Conrad said. Why does he like her? I asked Cam. I think that she's cute, said Cam. She isn't cute, and she's so boring. She has nothing to say. I knew that I was being horrible, but I couldn't stop talking. Cam turned off the movie. Why are you so interested in her? I'm not interested in her. She thinks that Conrad is the best, but he's a jerk. Cam looked at me. He wanted to say something, but he didn't. He turned the movie back on. We sat there on the couch and finished watching it. I heard Conrad's voice, and I moved closer to Cam. I put my head on his arm. Conrad and Nicole came into the room. Conrad looked at us for a second before he said, I'm taking Nicole home. Tell my mom. I didn't look up. Okay. As soon as they were gone, Cam sat up. Did you invite me here to make Conrad jealous? I felt my face flush. No. Do you still like Conrad? Cam asked. No. It wasn't true, and Cam didn't believe me. Cam was a great guy. He was nice to me, and he really liked me. But now I knew that I still wanted Conrad. I still loved him. I couldn't stop loving Conrad. Cam said, You're leaving soon. Do you want to see me after the summer? Do you want to see me? I asked. Yeah, I do, Cam replied. He looked at me. He wanted me to say something. I said, I do too. But I was too late. It wasn't true, and Cam knew it. He stood up to go. I didn't stop him.